Weather forecasters say they expect Hurricane Dorian to become a dangerous and powerful storm when it moves into the western Atlantic towards the U.S. southeast coast. Dorian strengthened from a tropical storm into a Category 1 hurricane as it hit the U.S. Virgin Islands Wednesday, clobbering the territory with fierce rain and powerful winds. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says that residents along Florida's east coast need to be ready.
We could have tropical storm force winds approaching the coastline in Florida Sunday at 8 a.m. And that's something to remember. So really we need to be wrapping things up before that. So if you think about it, by Saturday, have the plan in place. Have everything ready. Listen to the local officials, so incredibly important, and listen to the latest forecast.
As of late Wednesday, Dorian was about 70 kilometers northwest of St. Thomas with top sustained winds of 130 kilometers per hour. That storm could strike areas of Puerto Rico devastated by Hurricane Maria. On Wednesday, President Donald Trump and the mayor of San Juan, Puerto Rico, had a Twitter fight over federal aid to the territory. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The president's already declared an emergency on the U.S. territory and this morning tweeted FEMA and others are ready to do a great job. He says when they do, Puerto Rican officials should thank them, unlike last time. Some island leaders criticize his administration's response to Hurricane Maria 2 years ago. He's again calling San Juan Mayor Carmen Yulín Cruz incompetent. She responded with her own tweet, writing the president needs to make way for those of us who are actually doing the work on the ground. She adds, maybe he'll understand this time it's not about him. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Britain's Queen Elizabeth has approved Prime Minister Boris Johnson's plan to suspend Parliament in the midst of the Brexit crisis. Johnson's move has created chaos in the UK, but what about the rest of the world with a possible no-deal Brexit on the way? AP's Shelley Adler reports.
If you're wondering about the impact of British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's move to suspend Parliament ahead of Brexit,
we are all fastening our Brexit seatbelts and we are getting ready for a very chaotic ride.
Heather Conley, director of the Europe program at CSIS, on a possible no-deal Brexit.
It's the fifth largest economy in the world, the United Kingdom, and it could just unleash an enormous amount of uncertainty. So that's its impact for the U.S. Potentially, it could be very disruptive.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro on Wednesday said he has accepted 4 planes from Chile to help fight fires in the Amazon rainforest. And he accused French President Emmanuel Macron of portraying himself as the one and only person concerned about the environment. In criticizing the French leader, Bolsonaro extended a personal dispute that has, for now, sidelined a pledge of $20 million from the Group of Seven Nations to help protect the Amazon rainforest. After meeting with Chilean President Sebastián Piñera in Brasilia, Bolsonaro said Amazon nations, excluding Venezuela, will meet in September to come up with our own unified strategy for preserving the environment. About 60% of the Amazon region is in Brazil. Swedish teen climate activist Greta Thunberg arrived in New York City on Wednesday following a transatlantic trip on a solar-powered sailboat. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
The 16-year-old will be attending a global warming conference at the United Nations. She led weekly protests in Sweden.
We need to stop destroying nature and our war against nature must end.
She refused to fly because of the carbon cost of plane travel. Thunberg calls global warming a global crisis.
The biggest crisis humanity has ever faced. And if we don't manage to work together, to cooperate and to work together despite our differences, then we will fail.
Thunberg's message to President Trump about global warming.
Listen to the science, and he obviously doesn't do that.
She plans to focus on spreading awareness. I'm Ed Donahue.
And U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who ran a presidential campaign that centered on advocacy for women, ended her bid for the White House on Wednesday after failing to gain enough traction in opinion polls and to qualify for next month's Democratic debate. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
Our R&B, pop, hip-hop, dang, all the hits and more on VOA 1. VOA 1.